If you want to start something, tell everyone you know you're going to do it. And then you don't have a choice.
Welcome to a special Slate Plus Gabfest for September 12th, 2019. I am David Plotz. I'm in Washington, D.C. John Dickerson of CBS's 60 Minutes is in New York. Emily Bazelon of Yale and the New York Times Magazine is in Houston, and she's in Houston because she was just at the Democratic debate.
I know what's broken. I want to be in the fight to fix it.
I learned that the way you deal with it is you deal with finding purpose.
What resilience means to me is that throughout my political career, I have taken on virtually every powerful special interest in this country.
When I trusted voters to judge me based on the job that I did for them, they decided to trust me and reelected me with 80% of the vote.
Don't you ever listen and let anybody ever tell you what you can or cannot be. You have to believe in what can be, unburdened by what has been.
The first single stage Democratic debate that we've had, and we're going to do a special Gabfest tonight. Let's start with you, Emily, because you were there in the room. Well, you weren't really in the room. You were not in the room.
I wasn't in the hall. I was in the filing room with all the media. I've discovered, or John clued me in this morning, that that's how it works.
But you were closer to the actual oxygen that was being breathed by the people on stage.
GabFest fans, that was just a teaser. To hear the rest of our Slate Plus conversation, go to slate.com/GabFestPlus to become a Slate Plus member today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.